Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And my friends, I promised you something, and I'm going to deliver. I'm very excited about this. President Abraham Lincoln is our guest in this segment. He's our good friend. That's right. He's been a member of my Brain Trust now for a long time, and he joins me at least once a year, sometimes twice a year, but almost always on his birthday, and this is his 201st birthday. The man is amazing. He, as you know, one of the greatest presidents of the United States in United States history, and a very wise man. President Abraham Lincoln, welcome back to the show.
I'm happy to be with you, Jim. I was just thinking, I've been around now for 201 years, and I think a good portion of those I've been coming on your show.
I believe I know it.
We're getting old together, aren't we?
We sure are. It's so great to have you here. I'm curious to know about what you think about how things are going with America these days.
Well,
you got any thoughts on that?
I'll tell you, there's one of my successors, Harry Truman, said the only new thing in the world is the history you don't know. And as I listen to what is happening in America today, it reminds me of my first year or two in office, whenever everything that could conceivably go wrong went wrong.
Yeah.
And I was learning the ropes, learning how to get along, and everybody was blaming me for everything, and probably rightly, but I didn't have a lot of support the first year or two. In fact, I'm sure that if I had run, if there had been an election after 1 or 2 years, I certainly would not have been reelected at that point.
And there wasn't a lot of polling going on in those days either, was there?
Oh, but there were plenty of people who came up telling me how I was doing. Now, there's one thing that I did do, and on a regular basis, and that is I had what I called my public opinion baths.
Yeah.
And that is people could line up outside the White House, and I would see them one by one.
Really?
There was no screening like you have
right
today. But people could stand in line, rich and poor, male and female, young and old, and they would tell me what was on their mind.
Huh.
And And in fact, I had a high-ranking military officer who told me he thought that was a great waste of time, spending time with all these people who couldn't do anything for me. And I said, no time in the week is better spent. You see, public people are likely to get separated from the people.
Insulated.
That is exactly right. I think today the word's used, the bubble.
Yeah.
But and it was a problem even in my day when there were only 32 million of Americans.
Right.
I wanted to know what everyday people were thinking.
Do you think that would be a good thing for the modern day presidents to do more
of? Absolutely. I think if modern day presidents would revive that. Now, obviously, because of security issues, you'd have to screen them very carefully. But
right,
you ought to let anybody just maybe do it by lottery. Let
right
people stand in line and have a few seconds or a few minutes with the president. I think it'd be a wonderful thing and keep them from becoming isolated.
Mr. President, we only have a couple of minutes. One of the things that what would be, other than that, what would be the advice that you would give to a Republican or a Democrat president these days?
The advice I would give, there was a phrase I used in my first inaugural address when the nation was really splitting between Republicans and Democrats, we are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may have divided us, it must not permanently estrange us. And then I use the phrase, the better angels of our nature.
Appeal to the better angels of our nature.
I wish political leaders would appeal to the better angels, the better instincts of our nature, and not the worst.
Well, I agree with you, and we need more of that. We need more of... Sometimes when I watch politicians working these days, Mr. President, I don't see a lot of angels. I see some of the other stuff. Mr. President, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and I expect 201 more. Hope you'll be here for all of
I'm going to try, but you're invited back for next time. And happy birthday, Mr. President. Thank you for all your service. President Abraham Lincoln, ladies and gentlemen, and he'll be back, if not later this year, certainly a year from now, for his 202nd birthday. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back. I've got this guy, Gene Greisman, who's going to be with us after this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.